So first of all, okay, just to begin share today, yes, I was at the Levaya of Rabbi Weiss, so one of the sons asked me who I was, so I told him that I now have the zechus of saying Yerodei Asher in Yeshiva. Rabbi Weiss obviously said Yerodei Asher in Yeshiva for more years than I've been alive, and I did not learn Yerodei with Rabbi Weiss. I heard, I think, two shiurim from him over time. But one thing I remember very clearly is before Chag HaSmicha, probably 12 years ago, Yeshiva had a bunch of shiurim in the Beis Medrash. Different Rebbeim spoke about some of the older Rashi Yeshiva. So there was shiurim about Reb Shimon Shkop and about Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, etc. Rabbi Weiss gave a shiur about Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, and he said over a shiur in Yerideya. He basically said, I'm not going to say over a shiur of Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, all of the good shiurim are written. So he said a Yerideya shiur, and he spoke about, I don't remember, I think it was Nosin Tan Lefgam, and the Kasha of Reb Kiva Eger in Nosin Tan Lefgam. And the shiur basically was that Rebbe Kiva Eger has this kasha. We could answer the kasha based on this yesod. But obviously Rebbe Kiva Eger is a lot smarter than we are. So how come Rebbe Kiva Eger still had the kasha if the answer that we came up with was so pasha? Then he went back and forth like this three different ways. That, I think, is an art of teaching Yerideya and learning in general, which in our yeshiva, we don't do that often. Rabbi Shulman does it a little bit in his shiur, in terms of the back and forth between some of the Rishonim. How many of you guys know Rabbi Shulman shiur? Anyone? Oh, well, am I right? That's something. He certainly tries to do some of that, but to do that with the Rebbe Kiva Eger is something that is very common in other yeshivos and is less common here. I think one of the reasons it's less common here is because all of the Rebbeim that we have here now are Talmidim of, or Talmidim of the Rav, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, and Rabbi Weiss, Lameisa, really predated the Rav. I think Rav Shefter mentioned today that he attended some of the Rav Shiurim, but Rabbi Weiss's derech in learning and his Derech and many other things was really different. I remember the first year I was saying shiur, so I was saying shiur on this floor, on the third floor, first hall, and Rabbi Weiss was saying shiur down in the corner room. That last corner room was like Rabbi Weiss's Yerideya shiur. And I forgot exactly the Hishtalshelus HaDevarim, but there was like a professor, that was around the time that Richard Joel had just become the president, and Dr. Lamb, you know, was still hanging around as like the former president. And some professor like was assigned to Rabbi Weiss's shiur room, and she knocked on the door and said, you know, Rabbi, I've been assigned to teach in this room. And like it ended up being something to the fact that like the president said that I should teach here. To which Rabbi Weiss said, well, which president? Like Dr. Lamb or Richard Joel, because Rabbi Weiss said, you know, the president told me I should teach here also. So she's like, oh, well, which president told you? And he said, oh, Dr. Revel, which I totally blew, changed the perspective. Rabbi Weiss, he was hired, if I'm not mistaken, to be a Rebbe in Yeshiva because he was the first English speaker who was really able to say shiurim. All the Rebbeim in Yeshiva in those years said shiur in Yiddish. They hired Rabbi Weiss because he could speak English. Yaakov Werblowski, Rabbi Werblowski, told me that his father was in Rabbi Weiss's shiur in 1950, and Rabbi Weiss refused to say shiur in English. He only said shiur in Yiddish because that's the Messiah. And it was like kind of a funny type of thing. He did say shiur in English in the later years when like no one in yeshiva spoke Yiddish anymore. But there was something I think that was very special about having a Talmud Chacham of his stature. I really don't. One of my friends, I grew up in Lawrence. So one of my friends, he was like a mentor of mine when I was growing up. He was a basketball coach. in shul, and I never wanted to play basketball. I only wanted to learn. My parents felt it was very important that I should try to be a normal kid. So he was the one who was hired to play basketball with me. And the reason why he was able to get me into it, because he was like into learning a bit, because he had smicha from yeshiva, and he would tell me about Rabbi Weiss. And he told me that like 20 years after he was in Rabbi Weiss's shiur for Yerideya, he happened to bump into Rabbi Weiss. And Rabbi Weiss asked him, "Nu, I remember you from the shiur for so many years ago, tell me, what does the Levush say?" And this guy, like, obviously had no idea what the Levush said, and he, like, says to Rabbi Weiss, "Oh, which Levush?" So Rabbi Weiss is like, "Your year, I only taught one Levush." Like, which is, like, it's an amazing type of story. Again, he's a Rabbarach. I think the fact that our yeshiva is a place that we take care of Rebbeim, it's a tremendous chesed that the yeshiva does. The fact that someone could continue to say shir until age 95, it could be that he was the oldest active Rosh Yeshiva in America. No? To be saying, again, last year we had 103-year-old active Rosh Yeshiva. So this year we had only a 95-year-old active Rosh Yeshiva. It's a meritic thing, because it's something just to see a Jew of that stature. It's very, very impressive. The fact that the Levaya yesterday was all in Yiddish. Now, why that's true? I think because the family, Rabbi Weiss is a fluent English speaker. His wife is a fluent English speaker. They had the Levaya in Yiddish. I think the family wanted to, you know, show where he was. And it was true to where he was. He, be'etzem, even though he was American raised, American educated, clearly, but be'etzem, he self-identified as being a continuation of Yiddish language and Europe, etc. So I think it was a very appropriate decision that everything was done in Yiddish yesterday. Okay, apparently the last year he gave was, he started in Basar B'Cholov this year, didn't start with Taruvis. So the last year he gave was about Nat Bar Nat. We're going to try to get notes on it, so hopefully when we get there, there's like two guys from Yeshiva who are on Yerideya with Rabbi Weiss this year, Licht and Shafir. Right, those are the two guys who are learning every day with him. So you should try to, you know, find out what he taught. And Dr. Revels last year was also on Yerideya. Dr. Revel, when he was the president, he taught Yerideya. Like, it was, okay, let's go on. Let's learn some Torah. Kuf Beis Sif Aleph at the end. Talking about Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not going to be batal. The Ramah tells us, Im libnu ba maicha anasnu b'kedera letakein ha-kedera, kegon shemil uha b'tar negoles, eina b'tela. In other words, that Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not going to be batal, even if it's only used libnu ba maicha. It's only used to whiten a food. Or you put it in the kedera, attacking this kedera, in that situation, it's also not going to be batal. Now, if you remember, we learned that Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, which is not batal, is only not batal min b'mino, but min b'she'eino mino, it is batal, according to 99% of Jews, with the exception of that Kesef Mishnah's birth and the Ravid that we spoke about last time. So the kasha is, how come Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, she'nasnu b'kedera, is not going to be batal? So this is a discussion that comes up in Taisus and Beitza and Daf Lamed Tes, and Taisus has really two mahalchim to understand that Gemara, that the Mayim and Melach is not going to be bottled in the Isa. The first mahalach is like a technical mahalach in terms of, that's a special halacha in Trumin, which is basically Dine Mamanis. And by Dine Mamanis, like the Gemara there says in Beitza Daf Lamed Tes, right, that if I drop my quarter into a pile of your quarters, you don't say Yochal Halo V'chadi, you don't say that you could eat my quarter, because Dine Mamanis is never going to be bottled. So the first answer of Taisus is that Dine Mamanis is not batal, but that's not the accepted answer. That's not the answer that makes it to Shulchan Aruch. The answer that makes it to Shulchan Aruch is that anything that is nitan, or I should say anything that's a necessary component of a product, if it's a genuine ingredient, so it's not going to be batal. No? The pashtus is that that's what the Ramah is quoting over here. If I put the the beitza, I put the Dovah Shesh HaMatirin into a pot, letakin hakadera. So in that situation, right, even though it seems to be min b'she'eno mino, but the halacha will define it as min b'mino, and say it's not going to be batal, because it's a necessary ingredient. No? That's basically the psak halacha. The gain over here is mitzayin natosvis in beitza, and the va'og yeshlom, the second answer of the Tosis and Beitza, that seems to be the aleph beis of this sugya. The hezber hadavar of this second day in Tosis that we pass in like is probably based on what the Taz quoted from the Torah Skatos, the Shachba from the Torah Skatos as follows, which is that the reason, according to Rashi, why Dovah Shesh HaMatirin is not going to be batal is because Atra Teichlan, the Be'isra Teichlan, the Be'heter, which means it's not appropriate to be makal on the Dovah Shesh HaMatirin. Chazal say we don't want you to be matu Dovah Shesh HaMatirin. But if it's min b'she'eno mino, so kim tzigein, that I'm not being makal on the Dovah Shesh HaMatirin, I'm being makal on the entire taruvis. Because people don't call this item, the sum total, based on the one thing that was put into it. They say, oh, it's based on the eno mino. The eno mino overpowers it. So I'm being makal on the eno mino, and no one views it like a pirza. No one views it like I'm being makal on a davar sheyesh l'matirin. However, if you have something that technically, according to every other ruling Yerideya, should be davar sheyesh l'matirin, and it should be min b'she'eno, something should be min b'she'eno mino according to other rules in Yerideya, but it's a necessary component. So Taisa says then it can't be batal because people will view it like I'm being makal on the Dovah Shesh HaMatirin. Since everybody knows that the Mayim and the Melach goes into the Isa, no? Everyone knows that you mix it in, so therefore, right, it can't be that we'll be makal on the Dovah Shesh HaMatirin because people will say you're being makal on the Dovah Shesh HaMatirin because everyone knows it's there. That's basically the Hesber of this Taisis in Beitza. So far, so good? Now, I explained the case of Nasnu b'kadeira l'takein hakadeira. I have not really explained the case of Libnu b'maichel, no? The Taz, who was an Orthodox Jew, and we like him, the Taz basically understands that Libnu b'maichel and what is Nitan b'kadeira are both based on the same svara that even though it appears like min b'she'eno mino, we'll treat it like min b'mino for Dovah Shesh HaMatirin purposes. Right? That's the Taz in Ois Vav. Loizu afzu naket. Delozu libnu b'maychal. Do'ovid l'chazusa v'tayimah. El afil nasna b'kadeira. Is mikri gamkein min b'mino, etc. In other words, both the case of libnu b'maychal and the case of nasna b'kadeira are both cases of the Tosis in Beitza, which is that we are treating it like a min b'mino. Right? That's the way the Taz learns. However, the Shach in Ois Hei and Ois Vav, if you read the Shach slowly and carefully, you recognize that the Shach is arguing on the Taz. Because the Shach in Ois Hei speaks about that Libnu b'maicha is not going to be batal because it's l'chazusa of it. No? The Shach is mechadesh a new din. In Sivka and Vav, the Shach quotes the Taisvis, the Trumas Hadashin, etc. Quotes the Taisvis that it's called min b'mina, and that's why it's not batal. It's a Dovah Shesh HaMatirin, that's not going to be batal. But in Sivkat and Hey, the way the Shach learns it is that there's a new halacha that Libnu b'maicha is not batal because it's midi da'ovid l'chazusa. Meaning, and the Prima Godim in Os Hey of the Sifsei Das points this out, that the Shach holds that Chazusa Bilchud is Loi Batal. There's a new halacha. Yerida, we have like 1,000 things that are not batal, no? You have Berya's not batal. You have Chatichu Yolah Hisgavet, Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin, right? Dovah Sheb Minyan. We have many things that are not batal. Zok the Shach, Dovah Da'ovid L'Chazusa is also not batal. The Shach does not seem to be commenting on the Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin angle at all. The Shach seems to be saying, at least the Prima Godim in Ois Hei is understanding the Shach. He writes, Kvar Harachnu La'el B'Kuf, right, we already spoke about this in Simen Kuf, and look in the Minchas Yaakov and Klal Ayin Dalet. We'll talk about that in a second. The Shach is being mechadish, there's a new halacha that midi da'avad l'chazusa is not batal. Something that contributes color is not batal. This gentleman is nogeya l'maisa. If you look in the Chicago Kollel, has a book by a Rabbi Akiva Newhouse called Sherry Casks. No? We love sherry casks. Right? Scotch, I don't know if any of you have ever heard of it, but it's a thing, it's out there, whatever. So the question is, why do they use the sherry casks and scotch? Is it nice and tam? Is it not nice and tam? So we said over earlier this year, Tshuva Reb Asher Weiss, that maybe it's a tam kolosh, right? The Chicago Kollel book called Sherry Casks has a vart that there is a difference between something that is aged in a sherry cask and something that is finished in a sherry cask. No? If it's finished in a sherry cask, the Chicago Kollel Tainos, it's more chomer than if it's aged in a sherry cask. Why is that? So there are different versions in that book, different nishos, different poskim say different things. Some say that when it's finished in a sherry cask, it's actually nice and tam, as opposed to when it's aged, it's not really nice and tam, because they dafka do the finishing. It's like the last stage. The makabah patrish of the scotch is the sherry, and that really contributes tam. But another svara why would not be batal that they discuss is that maybe the sherry cask is there to be nosein chazusa. It's there to give over color. Apparently the sherry is like a type of wine that comes from one particular region of Spain, from the Jerez region, or however you pronounce it, of Spain. And that's what sherry is. Apparently, what it really contributes, some taina, is it contributes a color to the scotch. Instead of the scotch being a very pale yellow, it's like a deeper amber type of color because of the sherry. And then the question is, maybe it should not be batal because it's avid l'chazusa, and maybe it should not be batal because it's avid l'chazusa. This would seem to be a machlokes here between the shach and the taz, where the milsa da avid l'chazusa, something that's nitan for color, is not going to be batal. Again, how that sherry relates to the difference between sherry finish and sherry and aged in sherry casks is for advanced sherry discussion, but not for now. But the Gon over here, Rabbi Elijah Kramer, in Sifkat and Vav, the Gaon understands that davar that is mishum chazusa without davar sheyesh l'matirin is not going to answer. No, that's a second Gaon. The Gaon l'cha'ora is agreeing with the taz l'halacha that chazusa will be batal, but he agrees with the shach in terms of the explanation of the din in Arachayim Simin Tav Kuf Yud Gimel. In Arachayim Tav Kuf Yud Gimel, it says that it's not going to be batal because it's Oven L'chazusa V'tayma. No? The Mishnah Berurah over there notes that there's a Machlokes HaPoskim. How do you understand that line of the Ramah of Oven L'chazusa V'tayma? Does it mean that you need both? Does it mean one or the other? The shach over here is saying that one or the other would suffice. Chazusa alone is a reason not to be batal. Right? The Gon agrees with that nekuda, that chazusa alone is a reason not to be batal, but the Gon is saying that's true only if it's chazusa of a davar sheyesh l'matirin. The Mishnah Berurah, though, notes that the Taz by us seems to us understand that din in Tav Kuf Yud Gimel, that it's oved for both chazusa and taima, and that's why it's not batal. Chazus alone is for sure not a reason not to be batal. So we have effectively is the Gaon is like the Shach in his Hesber of the Ramah in Tav Kuf Yud Gimel. He's like the Shach that Chazusa alone would not be batal, but unlike the Shach who accepts it as a rule that anything that gives color is not batal, the Gaon is saying that's true only if it's a Dabar Sheyesh L'Matirin that gives color. So far so good? Oh, Mr. Bressler.
Is there any reason that should be true? Any shaykh between chazusa other than and commission?
Is there any reason why the shach should be true?
No, the grub.
And there's why. So I think what the Gaon is saying is that
he's just saying that fits into the category of those
shaykh. Yeah. I think the Gaon is saying that since the only source is the din of Chazusa, I'm not sure of the lomdish connection between Davish Yishlamatir and the Chazusa. If that's what you're asking, I don't know. But I think the Gaon is saying that. So far, so good? The Gemara Bava Kamma, Kuf Aleph, Kuf Beis, has a suffix about whether Chazusa Milsehi or whether Chazusa Lav Milsehi. No? There's a din of Kinyanei Gezela. If I steal an item from you, so the Torah says, Veheshav Sagzela Sher Gozal, if it's Ke'en Sher Gozal, if it's exactly the same item that I took, I return the item intact. But when there was a Shinui, so a Ganav is Kone B'Shinui, and what that means is I return the value of the item rather than the same item. The Gemara has a clear, is Chazusa Milsa or Chazusa Lav Milsa? No? Meaning to say, if I just take the item and I paint it, I add some color, it's the same item, just added a little bit of color. It's Iber Farbesed and Farputzed. A little bit changed. So in that situation, what's the halacha? It's a suffix in the Gemara. It's unclear how we pass in the halacha in Choshen Mishpat. Some treat it that by Doiraisas you should be Machmir, the Chazusa is Milsa. By Drabonas you could say Chazusa, Lav Milsa. No? The Shach, however, is saying that by Chazusa, L'cha'ira, even though the issue, well, let me say it like this. What's the Shach saying? Is the Shach saying the Chazusa means that it's considered a dover that's nikar and as such is not a chelik of the taruvis, and therefore it's a din do'iraisa, and therefore by a do'iraisa I say loy bottle? By a do'iraisa I say chazusa milsa? Is that the pshat in the shach? Or maybe the shach is saying the chazusa is similar to what is called in halacha a dover hamaymer. Dover hamaymer is bepashtus a din d'rabbanon, that it's not going to be bottle. Dover Maimon is a din d'rabbanon, that's not going to be bottle. Maybe one could argue Dover Maimon is like you make cheese, no? So it changes the milk into cheese. It's like a noticeable change. So over here, are we saying that Chazusa is a noticeable change that's not going to be bottle on the level of d'rabbanon, like Dover Maimon? Are we saying that it's so noticeable, right? It's mamish like nikar ha'iser, and it's not both on the level of the oraisa. Whew! Right? There are two possible ways of understanding this shach. When the shach says chazusa is not bato, ayin badei hashulchan sifkatin tes zayin besofo, where the Bani HaShulchan quote that some treat this shaf like it's a Dover HaMaimid issue, and others say that no, it's a Din Do'iraisa of Nikar HaIsser. Ayin Shom in the Bani HaShulchan, the Prima Godem, in Simin Kuf, in the Mishpitzos, Sifkatin Aleph, Dibra Hamaschil Chazusa, the Prima Gadim Tainas, that there's a big machloikas hapaiskim about whether Chazusa is batal or not. And the Minchas Kohen assumes that it's not going to be batal if it's Osui Lakach. In other words, if you put something in as food coloring, you put it in to add color, then it's not going to be batal. The Pri Chadash similarly says that it's not going to be batal. And then he quotes that the Minchas Yaakov Tainas that Chazusa is going to be batal. The Minchas Yaakov notes, and he gives you the Maramakum, Kla Ayin Dalar Aishei, that the only cases in the Gemara, in Bava Kamma, about Chazusa not being batal, is a beged shetzeva'o klipe arla. A beged that you dye with arla. Arla is an Isser Hana'a. a beged is only omeid for tzviya. Unlike food, that the ikar yisoid is the tam, by begodim, the ikar yisoid is the color, no? Zak minchas Yaakov, chazusa is always going to be batal. And the prima begodim concludes, va'ani ha'oni lo yadati el mi mikadoshim efne b'dover zeh. I don't know who to paskin like on this shayla. The prima begodim by us, in the beer of this shach, writes, kivar herachnu la'el simen kuf. He sends you to his discussion in the Mishpat Seis, Simen Kuf, Sifka and Aleph, Dibat Masko Amnam, right? Which is the discussion as to whether Chazusa is going to be Bato or not Bato. Okay. If you look in the Badei HaShulchan, on page Kuf Samach Hei, he has a Beurim. He goes through this din, whether Chazusa is batal or it's not batal. And if it's not going to be batal, is it not batal in love d'arais, not batal in love d'rabbanon, like we spoke about? There's a lot to say on this topic, and it's nogeya for scotch, kayadua. Okay? Should we go on, or we learned enough today? Let's go on. Se'if Beis in Shulchan Aruch tells me as follows. Se'if Beis tells me, Yesh Misha Omer, that the din of Shadar Shiyosha Matirin is true only if the Matir is Asid Lavo, if it's definitely going to happen. Or if I could do it without Hefzid. But something that's not Biyadi, and it's not necessarily going to happen, like a beitza of suffix treifa that gets mixed up with other beitzim, that's not called a dover sheyesh lematirin. Suffix treifa is as follows. If you have an animal that you're not sure if the animal's a treifa, so the Gemara at the beginning of Avodah Zarah and elsewhere discusses that a treifa will not survive for more than 12 months. And we also have a rule that treifa eino yeladah. So it's actually two opinions in the Gemara, but we seem to hold of both of them, that trefa in the yoledus and trefa in the chaya. Trefa in the chaya means it's not going to live for 12 months. Trefa in the yoledus means that once it's a trefa, it can't give birth. No? That probably means it can't become pregnant and then give birth. Or if it's an animal. Or, right? That's probably what trefa in the yoledus means. We seem to pass in both, that a trefa is in the yoledus and trefa in the chaya. Meaning, if it's going to live for 12 months, I know that it's not a treifa. If it becomes pregnant and gives birth, I know it's not a treifa. So if I have a bait of an animal that's a suffix treifa, have an egg of a bird that's a suffix treifa, so then I really could be mevara the suffix, whether this bird is a treifa, by seeing if the little chicken lives for another year. If it lives for a year, Kimtzigain, I know that it was not a treifa. So Shulchan Aruch tells me, so I would have thought that this makes it like a dover sheyesh lematirin, because all you have to do is wait, no? Kamash malan, that since the heter is not vaday sheyavay, so it's not a dover sheyesh lematirin. You see, by the way, from this din Sif Beis, that to be a dover sheyesh lematirin, even if it the heter is only going to come in a very long time. Now, 12 months is a long time from now. Right? 12 months from now? I don't know. Huh? It's a long time. Right? Some of you guys are going to have smicha 12 months now, right? Any of you? Maybe not. Okay, but 12 months is a long time anyway. So the fact is, you see that even though it's going to be a long time, it's still the svarin of sense, it should be the vishish lamatirin, lulei the fact that the heter may or may not come. That's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. The Shach raises a methodological point. The Shach says that the Lashon HaMechaber, Yesh Misha Omer, some say, right, that's a strange Lashon, Zok the Shach, because it's a Rashba and a Tur and a Gemara. No? And therefore, the Shach is basically bothered by the Kasha, how come we use the Lashon of Yesh Misha Omer? The Prima Gadim explains what the Shach means is as follows, that we will use a Lashon of Yesh Misha Omer if something is found in a single posek. If there's only one posek who says it, the Mechaber will call that Yesh Misha Omer, even though no one disagrees. But something that is found in more than one posek, I will not call Yesh Misha Omer. Therefore, Frek the Shach, since this is found in both the Rashba and the Tor, you should not say Yesh Misha Omer. That's what the Prima Gadim explains. And the Shach is, that's a Beferish and Gemara at the beginning of Beitza, that a Beitza Safi Trefa is not a Dover Sheyesh Matirin. The Gemara asks Akasha, the Shach explains the whole thing, no? The Gemara asks Akasha, Safek of Dover Sheyesh Matirin is going to be usher. Why is it going to be usher? Isn't it a suffix de rabbanon? And suffix rabbanon lahakel. So first the Gemara answers, it's a suffix trefa, which means a suffix deraisa, not a suffix de rabbanon. Then frech the Gemara the question, how come this arba b'cheiros is going to be usher? Right? So to that the Gemara answers, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Had Suffolk Trefa been a Dovish Yeshal Matirin, so we don't have to dig up a new answer of Dovish Yeshal Matirin as opposed to Suffolk Trefa. No? Because every Suffolk Trefa would be a Dovish Yeshal Matirin. Zach the Shach, you see that Suffolk Trefa is not called a Dovar Yeshal Matirin, Ad Kan Devarov. Good? Now, the problem with Se'if Beis is as follows. And this is a kasha that is asked in the Ba'er Hetev in the name of Moshe of Lavov. And the same kasha is asked in the Shayel Meshev, not in the Shayel Meshev, in the Tshuvos, the Pesachim Tshuvos, and the Tshuvos of the Tzemach Tzedek. And the Shayel in that Tshuvos of the Tzemach Tzedek is the Rav Avodas HaGershuni, no? Rav Gershon Ashkenazi, the Avodas HaGershuni and the Tzemach Tzedek were Chavrusas. They wrote Shuvah Sfarim. They were also, at different stages, both Chavrusas of the Shach's father, no? The Shach's father, Reb Meir, was a Chavrusa of the Avodas HaGershuni, and the Tzemach Tzedek of Nicholsburg, that's not the Lubavitch of Tzemach Tzedek, no? I think Tzemach Tzedek is Gematria Menachem Mendel. Figure it out, you'll get dizzy. But apparently Tzemach Tzedek is Gematria Menachem Mendel. That's why a lot of the Rabbanim who are named Menachem Mendels, Tshuva's from a quote Tzemach Tzedek, no? That's obvious. So now, so the kasha they ask is, Maman of Shach, why are you telling me that it's Safek Trefa, right? That I might have thought that it's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, and it would not be Batel on the Taruvus, lulei the fact that the Heter comes on its own, Maman of Shach, it doesn't make sense. A Safek Trefa means either it is a Trefa, or it's not a Trefa, no? That means as follows, ready? If it is a trefa, it's zikr asr. No? If the animal, if the bird is a trefa, so the egg from this bird is mamish treif. If the egg from this bird is mamish treif, so is it going to be bottle? Of course it's going to be bottle, no? Because, right, an isser going to be bottle and a heter. Right? So if the bird is a trefa, it for sure is going to be bottom. If the bird is not a trefa, so that means the egg is mutter. So then it's going to be mutter without bittel. So why do I need this din? That a suffix trefa is not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin, right? And therefore it is going to be bottle because it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. There's an easier way to say that it's bottle. It's bottle because maman nafshach, it should be bottle. It should be bottle maman nafshach because either it's a trefa, in which case it's bottle, or else it doesn't have to be bottle to be mutter because it's a kosher egg. Azay frekt Reb Moshe of Lvov. Good kasha? So, this question leads some to give some radical and wild answers. In the Badei HaShulchan, Sifkat and Chof Dalet, Reb Feivel Cohen quotes the answers One answer is almost unbelievable. Maybe, and the Prima Gadim. Oh, the Prima Gadim quotes it here. Why do I need the Reb Five? The Prima Gadim quotes it in Eis Zayin. That maybe a Suffolk Isser Hasvara Noisenis should be not bottle, because Asha Teichlenu B'Suffolk Isser Teichlenu B'Vadai Heter. It's a Suffolk Isser, wait till it becomes Mutter. The Prima Gadim, by the way, in the Psicha in Chelek Gimel Perek Beis, points out that this din of Suffolk Treifa not being bottle, that we'll have to talk about at length, makes more sense according to Rashi than it does according to the Ran. So we'll say it like that. But Suffolk Treifa, maybe we could say, Ad Shetoichlenu B'Suffolk Isser, Toichlenu B'Vadai Heter. Now that would be a fascinating idea, no? That would mean as follows. This item is a Suffolk Isser because maybe it's a treifa. If it's a real treifa, it's going to be bottle. If it's not a treifa, it's heter gamur. Now that it's a Suffolk treifa, kimtzagain, it's more chamur than, right, the potential vadai dinim. The Suffolk takes on a life of its own, and the Suffolk is not going to be bottle, even though according to both tzadim of the Suffolk, it should be mutter. That's a wild and crazy idea. And the Rebbe Bielnis Neibshitz in the Crazy Oplasi, that's quoted here by the Prima Gadim, right? Ha Crazy Oplasi, the Prima Gadim quotes, Pik Bekalse. His kasha is, Ha Yitachin, that a Suffolk Isser should have greater chumra than both possibilities of the Din Vadai, right? It's a Suffolk because it's either Vadai Azoy or Vadai Azoy. And Ha Yitachin, the Suffolk has greater chumra. Zuck the Mishpitzos in Osezayin. Ain't the idea. I don't understand what the place he is talking about. Did the var of Berurim betaimo viraya meisha shenodra? He brings a raya azoy. The Rashi quotes Al HaTorah. It's a Gemara in the Durim. A woman makes a neder, and she doesn't know that her husband is made for the neder. And she goes and she violates the neder. Zak the Torah, Hashem Yislachla. The Eibishter will forgive her. Meaning, she did an Avera. The intention to do an Avera itself makes it like an Avera. Zak the Prima Gadim, you see from that din, that the Suffolk Isser is more chumer than the Vadai Isser. Comes along the Yad Yehuda and Osiud Beis, he says, I don't understand what the Prima Gadim is talking about. No? The Prima Gadim says he doesn't understand what the place he's talking about. The Yad Yehuda says, oh, what connection over there? Over there, I'm doing an Isser. I think that my Isser is B'machshava. I walk into McDonald's one day and I plan on doing an Avera. I just saw someone on Facebook posted that she used to be religious and now she started eating McDonald's, and she always thought McDonald's was good, but she just ate McDonald's yesterday and she realizes that it's really not good. McDonald's really tastes lousy, and the only reason she thinks it's good is because it's treif and she used to like not eat it. But now that she eats it, she realizes that it really tastes lousy and no one should eat McDonald's. Okay, whatever. I just thought of that. No reason. But the fact is, if I walk into McDonald's one day and I intend on doing an Avera, and my bad luck, or my good luck, right, turns out that one day McDonald's ordered fake cheese and the kosher hamburger and everything is gewaltig. And they did leave one on the grills beforehand. My bad luck. I ended up being at McDonald's the kosher day. Right? So do I do an Avera? Yeah, that's Hashem Yisrael. That's an Avera. Zucked, right? Zucked the Yad Yehuda, that's not the same case as what we're talking about over here. We're talking about something that's a Suffolk Isser of two possibilities, right? As opposed to something that's a real Isser of a Machshava. That's totally different. The Prima Gadim, right? The Prima Gadim saying, I don't understand the placey, right? Zucked the Yad Yehuda, he doesn't understand the Prima Gadim. Okay. The Be'er Hitiv quotes the answer to this kasha, that I'm a manushach, it should be okay. The answer the Be'er Hitiv quotes is that maybe we're not just talking about a suffix trefa, we're talking about a beta suffix trefa shenold of a yontif. Right? That's the Be'er Hitiv's official answer to this kasha. Beta suffix trefa shenold of a yontif. If you read the Be'er Hitiv slowly, what he means is as follows. Beta shenold of a yontif is going to be a davar sheyishlo matirin, because heter will come on the beta later on. If I have a beitzas vade treifa shenol de biyantiv, so that would be a davar she'im le'matirin, and that would be batal, according to the Be'er Hitiv. The reason why it's going to be batal is because no heter is going to come in. No? What's going to happen after yantiv? So it's not going to be a beitzas shenol de biyantiv anymore. It's lozayin, great, wonderful, whoopee-doo. But after yantiv, it still is going to be a beitzas treifa. So it's a davar she'im le'matirin, so it's going to be batal. Beitzas trefa shenol debiyantiv, it's a vadek trefa, is going to be batal. But a beitzas suffek trefa shenol debiyantiv, I would have thought, zach the Be'er Hitiv, that because it's a beitzas suffek trefa, I would say, listen, even after yantiv, the beitza is going to be aser mikayach the suffek iser, and therefore I would have thought that it should be batal, or right, one second, I would have thought that because it's a beitzas suffek trefa, I'm sorry, I would have thought because it's a beitzas suffek trefa, so therefore it's like a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and it should not be batal, kamash one, that since after yontif, it still is going to be a suffek trefa, and it's still going to be aser mikayach suffek, so therefore it's like a din of ein lo matirin. Right, that's basically what the Be'er Hitiv is saying. So effectively, according to the Be'er Hitiv, when I have a beitza that has two isurim on it, it's a beitza shenol debiyantiv, and it's also a beitza trefa, the Be'er Hitiv says, you know what, that's called a davar she'ein lo matirin, because it's not going to be mutter in gansin. If it's not mutter in gansin, so therefore, it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Suffik shreifa, I would have had a hava amina. That should be davar sheyesh lo matirin because a heter can come. Kamashan, you're not sure the heter will come. Therefore, it is going to be batal ad kan. Therefore, the beitza shenoda biyantiv, that's a beitza suffik shreifa, is going to be batal ad kan divrei haber heter. Yes, sir. That's what we're going to talk about right now. That's exactly what we're going to talk about right now. The Be'er Hitiv is taking a stand. He's saying that to be a davar sheyesh lo matirin, it has to be mutar legamrei. However, Piskei Tshuva Ois Daled quotes from the Tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek, the Shoyal in the Tzemach Tzedek, who we now know is the Rav Avodas Hagir Shuni, wanted to say that's like a davar she'ein lo matirin when there are two isurin. The Huzal Choylek Olav. But the Tzemach Tzedek disagrees with his chavrusa, and he says, "Mikol makom vada yavol lidei heter ktsas tila achay yontim yistalek iser hakoylo dan noylad v'chomad ershel meva beheter avdinon." In other words, zuck the Piskei Tshuva in the name of the Tzemach Tzedek that because a little bit of the iser will be lifted, it's called davar sheyesh lo matirin, even though it's not mutar legamrei. Bozeh, he's arguing on Reb Moshe of Lvov, that's quoted in the Be'er Hitiv. So far, so good? This is a mevucha gedola bein haposkin. Something that will become a shtikol mutter, or less usser than it was beforehand. Something that will become less usser than it was beforehand. Moshal ma'ad avadayma. Something that will go from an iser d'iraisa to an iser d'rabbonon. Is that called a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Well, one Marim Malkum to talk about is Maimonides. The Rambam speaks about the Chameitz on Pesach is not batal out the din of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Chameitz after Pesach is still usser, correct, ladies and gentlemen of the jury? Chameitz after Pesach is Chameitz Shavar Lava Pesach. Chameitz Shavar Lava Pesach is also usser. Narvos, it's not the same level isser, no? The pashtus in the Rambam, the derech haslula in the Rambam, is that it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin because I am lifting the chomer ha'isser. Right? Instead of being the iser d'oraisa with kares of chametz on Pesach, now some of that chomer ha'isser has been removed. Now it's only chomer shavar lav ha'pesach, which is only an iser d'rabbanon. And about them, because of that, it's still considered a davar sheyesh lamatirin. The Rav Shach, who, as we know, is the coolest person ever to walk the face of this planet, the Shach is awesome. The Shach in Sifkat in Ches talks about the discussion in Sif Gimel that we need that we'll try to talk about tomorrow. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us strength. In Sif Gimel, there's a discussion about the kalim that absorbed Isser, whether they could be bottle when they get Nis'arif, right? Remember that? So, Shulchan Aruch says that the reason why it's not a davar sheyesh lamatirin is because you have to be motzi hotzaos in order to kasher it. The Shach says, I have a better reason why it is a davar. The Shach says he thinks it should be a davar sheyesh lamatirin. I'll say it like this. It should be a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Because if the keli absorbed Isser today, and by tomorrow it's going to be nice and tan lufgam, because once the bli has been in the keli for 24 hours, it's not tan lufgam. Zak the Shach, that itself, and there's nothing lost, you just mash at the keli. So the Shach says, by being mash at the keli, may ace la ace, that itself is going to be davar sheyesh la matirin. No? Afilu ko echa bifnei atzma, asu l'shtamish aracha me isla eis, because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, and you don't have to be moti any hotzaos on it. Because just letting the keli stay for a day, there's no hotzaos. Now, one second, a keli, after 24 hours, remains usher to use, no? There's an isser, sof avol dezara, the Gemara tells me, that there is a gezera eno ben yomo, atu ben yomo. I'm not allowed to use a keli after 24 hours. Nonetheless, the Shach says that's still considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin. In other words, just lowering the chomer ha'isser from being a real isser of treifus to being an isser mikoach gezera that is called a davar sheyesh lo matirin against Reb Moshe of Lvov, who's assuming it's only a davar sheyesh lo matirin when the isser comes off mikol v'kol. No? I have a few other examples on this. Ayin, we're not going to go. And first of all, you could look in the Badei HaShulchan on page Kuf Ayin Gimel. On that Shach about being Masha the Kele, May Eis La'Eis, the Badei HaShulchan quotes a question from the Plasi that what do you mean? It's so usher to use the Kele Min HaTaira because maybe you'll use the Kele with the Dover Charef. Look on page Kufayin Gimel, where he discusses it. It's the same type of idea, but basically I see from the Shach that it doesn't have to be a davar sheyesh lo matirin in Gansin, even though there's some Isser that remains, that still is considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. Ayin Mogen Avram in Shin Yudches Sifkat in Beis, about Mavashel v'Shabbos. Another application of this, the Chavos Das here in Sifkat in Ches talks about this question, whether to be a davar sheyesh lo matirin has to be in Gansin Mutter, or only Mutter a little bit. Ayin Prima Godim in the Psicha, where he wants to say this is a Toloi in the Machlokas Rashi and the Ran. Reb Feivel says he doesn't understand how it's Toloi to Zebazeh. There's a lot more to say about this, but the basic Nakuda that we have is that this seems to be my focus between the Moshe Levuv and the Tzemach Tzedek. Jeremy, if you have a quick question, we can take it. Yes. Absolutely. Reb Feivel in the Badei HaShulchan on page Kuf Ayin Dalet talks about that. In the Biur on page Kuf Ayin Dalet. Absolutely. Pasul Chilak. We just tried to simplify a lot, but there's a mevucha gedola in the poskim, ad kan dvarenu hayom.